Welcome everyone to episode 53 of the Space Game Junkie Podcast.
In the morning.
Yay! Random cast.
It's like the morning drive space podcast.
Reuben the Hunt coming to you in the morning. With your spacey gameness. If we ever do start a radio show, we should call it Reuben the Hunt, because I think that's hilarious. So, hi folks, how y'all doing? We are here on a Tuesday night, a blustery Tuesday night. It's actually 70-something here in California.
You know what it is here in North Carolina?
What's it in North Carolina?
It's shitty. That's what it is. It was 70. It was 70 on Saturday, and then it hit the 50s on Sunday. And then Monday, it was like 35 and sleet, and it just hasn't quit yet. So we're into our second winter. It's fabulous. Yes, and I agree with Knack. He says we should be doing space trucking.
I totally agree. I was just made aware of that song recently. Yes. So yeah, that'd be great.
Well, there are multiple flavors of space trucking, because there's other song, Space Trucking, that I found. From a different
artist. Right.
Yeah. I like that one actually quite a bit.
That one was kind of funny, but we might have to get permission to use it. Is this
the show? Have we started the show?
I thought we did.
Yeah, we started the show. Okay, it's real.
Oh my god. Okay. So this week we are going to take a look back. Not like over the year, you know, it was a great year. No, we're gonna look back at you know, we're going to do it like kind of a where are they now type of thing, because this is your idea, Jim. So we wanted to go back and look at some of the projects that we've talked about on the show with various developers. We've talked to a bunch of people. I put together a list of all the people we've talked to and what's going on with their games. It's like 20. It's more than half, I think, of the shows we've done, which is probably a good thing. The first developer we started to talk to was Episode 3 with Rogue System. Remember that? When Chris Roberts canceled and Michael was fabulously available to come on and talk to us.
It was just fabulous. Fabulous.
It was fabulous. It was really unfortunate that his Kickstarter didn't succeed, because his game looks amazing. However, in November, he was picked up by a publisher, Image Space Incorporated, I believe their name is.
Okay.
I'm looking at the thing. And he got a publisher for his game. So now he has more time to work on his game. So that is awesome, because it's going to be like – we talk about like Star Shatter being the Falcon 4 of space games. This is going to be like the A-10 DCS of space games, but with like an actual life in the sim. It's going to have like dynamic campaigns and stuff. So we're very excited about that. I know I really want to play that game, and I am super excited about that. So I'm really just thrilled that he got a publisher, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's working on it full time now, but I'm sure he has probably more resources to work on it more, you know. So I'm just thrilled for him, you know, because he's like super nice and he's got such a great idea. You know, lots of great ideas, actually. And, like, the latest video showed how clickable his, the whole, like, cockpit of one of the fighters was. And it was like, damn. I don't think we're going to have to go through a whole, like, 9-minute startup sequence like you were talking about with the A-10. But I think you can if you want to.
Yeah.
Which is cool. You know, I mean, you know, if you want to hit just E to start everything, just hit E or whatever. But, you know, if you want to go through the process, you can go through the process. I like that. So it looks like it's going to have all those options. So the next podcast, number 4, was Chris Roberts talking mostly about Star Citizen. I mean, what more can you say about this? I mean, they passed $40 million recently in crowdfunding. And
That's several million.
That's a lot of millions.
It is.
So far we have a hangar module, which is kind of nifty. But the dogfighting module will be coming out after PAX, which is May, right? Is that May? So, yeah, the dogfighting module is out in a couple of months. It was supposed to come out around, like, the end of last year, but they delayed it because they wanted to get it right. You know what? That's, you know, that's just dandy. You know, that is just dandy. Let them take their time because based on what I've played of the Elite Dangerous beta, they have their work cut out for them. I mean, that video you sent me the other day with the docking and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's madness.
Oh, my God. I almost needed to go to the excuse myself at work and have a moment to myself in the bathroom. I didn't, but I was close.
Yeah.
You know, I was close to that. Yes, Knack, you came in around the midpoint, I guess. He says he came in around podcast 17, 18. Yeah, you need to,
you gotta backtrack and pick that one up.
You need to backtrack and listen to how horrible I am in the beginning and how much barely better I am now. Because I'm
really not. It's the evolution.
Or the lack thereof. Devolution? Is that the opposite?
Devolution, as brought Devolution. To us by Mark Mothersbaugh. The band Devo. From Akron. Very close to where I grew up.
Devo's from Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that at all. That's pretty awesome, actually. So, yeah. So, what can you say about Chris Roberts? They've been just pounding out the stuff. I mean, you got to say, whatever you want to say about this game, I know a lot of people who like seem to want to see it fail. They've been putting out a lot of content. A lot of news updates.
It's almost like they have a full-time job just in doing updates about their development. It is.
That one girl, that seems to be her job, I think. She probably does more than that, but she's like in every video and everything. So I have a feeling she at least heads that. But like, they just also released a monthly transparency report, like, you know, how many employees they have and where their money is going. I think that's great. You know, because a lot of people are like, oh, Roberts is going to take the money and run, you know.
No, this isn't EVE Online. That's what would happen in EVE Online. It'd be like, disappeared, defected to another corporation.
He made his own alliance. Yeah. Yeah, so let's see. We talked to Broken Crown Games next in episode 5. And there's a bit of news about that. I haven't really gotten into it hugely, but I'm kind of working for them now a little bit. As a freelance community manager.
Yeah.
So that's kind of
their community.
I'm doing some social media for them. It's a learning experience for me, but it's been fun. But their game was put on hold. Escaping Titan. Remember that one where you're like kind of mass effectively around Titan?
I almost remember it, yet it escapes me.
Yeah. And then. Oh,
see what I did there? It's a little escaping Titan.
Really?
Joke. I didn't. Come on, man. It's dad jokes night.
dad jokes. Dad jokes. At least it's not your mama jokes.
That's right.
So that was a good time. But next podcast, I it's a good one. We're talking about Infinite Space 3. I think we had two guests on for that one. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was episode 10. And so far, that game has been coming along. They've been releasing monthly updates similar to what some other developers are doing, like Limit Theory and stuff. And they've been doing a good job with releasing a video every month showing the progress of the game. And it's coming along nicely. Like, they showed videos with the planets that have the systems that have different planets in it now. It's not just like one system and how like a little bit of combat works and stuff. So it's just been really great to see the game coming along. I mean, I want to play it now. Damn it. But, you know, I can.
So how long is it on hold for?
Oh, what? Escaping Titan?
Yeah. Or
see, I don't have no idea. I just know it's on hold. They're going to get back to it once they have more resources.
Okay.
But yeah, it's on hold right now. So, yeah, that was a great podcast. Then we have Dominium. Remember Dominium?
Yeah.
Actually, it was called something else.
Well, Dominium first. He had an idea, but he didn't really have anything beyond an idea.
Well, you want to hear something really sad? He posted a blog post on the 16th, just a few days ago, saying that his dev PC died, and he doesn't have like a super recent backup of his work.
But it's not like his house got flooded, like what happened to the. Which game was that? That super awesome thing from the UK where they got flooded out?
Was that the people who just released Luftwassers or something like that?
I don't believe so. No, this was that game that it was like an MMO in space, all procedurally generated.
Oh, those guys, yeah.
Yeah, they got flooded out, and then they found out that their insurance didn't cover water damage. And
no, I was thinking of the guys who, like at E3, had their backpack stolen with like a Vita and an iPad and a laptop and like all their stuff on that in that bag. Basically, it's like wow. So I was thinking of what the hell is their name? They did that ridiculous fishing game. Damn it, Van Bleer.
Yes,
thank you, Mac. Yes, them. So that game came out today. I'm getting it for the Vita right now. But yeah, that's. So no, but this guy, he did have more of an idea than an actual game. I felt a little bad about that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, then there's Rodina, which we've played on the show.
Yeah, Rodina's actually coming along. I mean, the alpha was released, we played it, there's been a couple of updates. Apparently now ships can have internal fires.
Oh, neat.
Which is kind of awesome. I haven't played the most recent version yet, but that's pretty awesome. I really like how
it still feels like a sandbox to me, though. I haven't it hasn't gelled to the point where it's something that I want to spend time with. It's a tech demo.
Well, I think he said in one of his recent updates that he's going to like kind of split the game in two, so there's going to be a sandbox mode where you can just fly around and stuff, and there probably won't be any enemies. But there's also going to be the story mode, which will be a little more focused.
Mm.
So it sounds like it's going to try to have the best of both worlds, I believe. I think that's what he was saying. But I can't remember. There's just so much to remember.
Yep. So I'm looking at this Ring Runner entry that you have here. And, of course, we know that came out on Steam, and that's been pretty great for him and everything. So this thing about a MOBA mode, though, so it's multiplayer online battle arenas, MOBA, which to me is synonymous with Defense of the Ancients and League of Legends and that sort of thing. So how does that translate into Ring Runner?
It's very similar. I haven't played any MOBAs really, but I know the concept. And basically, it's kind of like, what do you do in a MOBA? You capture the other team's fort or something?
Well, there's usually in a classic MOBA scenario, there's three lanes, and there's what they call creeps that go down the lanes, right? Which is just little AI guys. So it would be, if you were playing an RTS game, your base would like crap out a stream of tanks or little soldiers, right? And they all run toward the middle. They meet in the middle, and since they're equally powered, they will cancel each other out, and you will just have a front line that never moves, and the guys just explode on each other. But whenever a player gets in there and can influence that, then they can push the battle line back and forth and kill each other. But then there's defense towers that are there to slow the players down.
The Ring Runner version had all that. It had all of that.
Okay.
I played it like two or three times. Yeah, it had all of that. And the problem is I suck at Ring Runner. I'm absolutely terrible at it. I mean, I'm terrible at it. So I didn't last very long in my tests. But I had a decent time.
Yeah.
So that was just something they added. That was like post support. That was just something they added after it was released. So that was free. And they're still updating it. They're still working on it. So I can't, you know, say enough good things about that game, even though I stink at it. It's not the game's fault that I stink at it.
Yeah.
It is a really good game.
Hey, speaking of games that I suck at, Void Destroyer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. So, we just talked to him recently, but I put that in there anyway.
Okay. Yeah, well, Paul, I had sent some comments over to him, and he implemented some of the stuff that I suggested immediately, like the build the next day.
You sent essays to him, dude.
I kind of did.
Yeah.
I sort of did. You know what I really want to do is, because I've been incessantly hounding him about the map mode when you go into the strategic map, about how that should be perhaps better presented. And what I really want to do, because Orb, Off-World Resource Base, came on sale on Steam for $5, I want to gift him a copy of Orb and just be like, look, that's how they did it, too. And because I hadn't played that game since, gosh, it's been 2000, 2001?
Yeah, did it come out? Like that. Yeah, it came out in like 2001, 2002, I think.
Yeah, and I was quite surprised at how Homeworld-esque it is.
I'll be honest, I think I enjoyed it a little more than Homeworld, because I think it's got a more dynamic universe to it, if I recall. So I wasn't as linear, I think, as Homeworld, if I recall. So I think I enjoyed it a little more. And it's only like, what, is it still like 4-something?
Yeah, it's a fiver or less.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like a $4... Very strong recommendation from the podcast to you.
Oh yeah.
Go get this game. Cause it's
yeah, no, absolutely.
Cool. It's no, totally. It's neat. I mean, we should just do an episode on it sometime when we've got a slow period.
Yeah, the next game we've been asked to look at is Bridge Commander, so we have to take a little time with that. But that could be like the game after that is
Bridge Commander. Orb.
Yes,
Commander.
I have that on the list. We were asked We were asked to specifically cover Bridge Commander, so I'll put that. Why don't I put that after that? And hang on, I'll just put that.
Okay.
After that.
Well, how about this? Since there's two of us and we have to cover Bridge Commander, how about if I cover all the combat stuff and you cover all the things that happen inside the ship?
You can go fuck yourself. That's how I feel about that. Who the hell do you think you are?
That's like there's two different levels of quality that happen in that game. There's the stuff that happens outside the ship looks fairly modern, and the things that happen inside the ship look like Quake 2. So it's kind of...
I know.
Very strange.
That early aught body-looking weird technology, whatever the hell that was.
Yeah.
Where people just looked like still a little too blocky.
A bit.
Yeah. Still a bit too blocky. But...
You know the first game that actually had moving mouths in it like that, where it was actually the skeleton moved in the model, was Half-Life 1. Because they came up with that whole skeletal animation thing.
Really?
Where they could move the polygons, like, so their jaw could move, and it wasn't just a painting of lips flapping.
Such a shame I hated that game.
What? Why?
The head crabs. I couldn't get past them.
Oh my god.
I'm a pussy, man. I am a total wuss.
So that time when you're crawling in the air vent with the flashlight.
Oh, God. Oh, stop it. No. Oh, shut up. Oh, God. I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
Next, like, just wait till they progress from blocky to shiny, rotting meat. That's the next phase.
Yeah. Oh, man. But that's also why I've never finished System Shock 2. It scares me too much.
Yeah.
It's the monkeys in that game.
Hey, Mass Effect 2. You've been playing it, right?
I played it for about half an hour.
Yeah.
I played through the preamble bit. I still don't know how to use those magical powers in Mass Effect 2.
Well, my suggestion to you is play as a soldier for a little bit and then you don't have to worry about it.
Just shoot shit and don't worry about the rest.
And the way to handle the combat in that game is get really handy with the space bar because it pauses and then you give orders.
Oh, okay.
And don't ever try to play that thing in real time. That's like for advanced play, right? But just pause. Think of it as playing Baldur's Gate, right? Like real time things will happen, but then you pause and look at what's going on and make decisions. And
okay. I will do that though. I just couldn't get over how Shepard quote unquote walked. That little shimmy he did.
Oh.
Which wasn't walking but wasn't running.
Okay, you're screwing it up if you're playing the male Shepard. You need to play. What? Yeah. play Fem Shep, female shepherd, because Jennifer Gale does the voice for it.
What?
And she's awesome. Yeah. I play her basically as like the renegade version, and she's like just mean. It's great. She's a hard ass.
So
you can have two completely different experiences. You could play that game 10 times and not have the same game twice. So
I don't see myself doing that. But I will I will venture to continue, but there's so much good stuff out right now, like Diablo 3 just came out, and three games just came out for the Vita. It's like so much goodness right now. You're playing that game. Was it Titan something?
Titanfall.
We need to play more Hawken.
I played a ridiculous amount of Titanfall the last 2 days. In fact, I would say that I have probably, other than sleep, have not been away from the computer at all in the last 48 hours, and it's all been Titanfall.
That's kind of wow.
It's highly unusual for me. I can see this is a game that I'm going to burn out on, but I'm going to fully dip myself in the chocolate before I burn out on it.
You know what I've burnt out on? You know what I burnt out on?
Podcasting?
Jumpgate.
Oh, Jumpgate, you're done, huh?
I feel like I am. I don't know. I just don't feel the rush to get back in there now.
Yeah.
I think I got what I wanted out of it, and hopefully it'll still be there when I feel like going back to it. But I think I need a break, which was what happened, you know, my entire career through it. I'd play it like hardcore for a few months, and then I'd stop.
Yeah. I just didn't feel that there was anything that I was doing. I was being like a postal delivery driver, and that's just not me.
Yeah, that's a game from another time when the grind was more accepted, I think. But now the grind is much less accepted.
At least when you get killed, you don't explode like a loot pinata, and then you come back in a shuttle and you have to do a corpse run on your ship.
I do kind of want to talk to you about something in a minute that's kind of a loot pinata, but let's get back to the thing.
Okay.
Because we're about to get to that. So Galactos, remember them?
Donuts. Everybody likes donuts.
I think they updated a new version of it. I haven't played it, but they've been slowly updating their blog. And I think there's a new version from a couple months ago that added some more AI, but I have not played it. But it's coming along, so yay!
Yay.
Yay.
That would be an excellent Vita game, by the way.
Oh, my God, I know. There are certain games I don't want to buy on the PC anymore. I just want to get them on the Vita. Like today, that Luftrausers game. When I saw the video, I'm like, I need that on the Vita. I mean, I'm sure it'd be fine on the PC, but that's a Vita game. And SteamWorld Dig, I got that on Steam. I enjoyed it on Steam enough, but when I saw that's coming out on the Vita, I'm like, that's perfect.
Yeah, Nax pointed out today that Luftrausers actually shares a lot with this old Commodore 64 game called Save New York.
Save New York, huh?
Yeah, I'll show it to you later. But just for the people that are out there that are curious, just Google that Commodore 64 Save New York. Because the way the plane flies and everything is the same. And, yeah, it's like Demon Attack and Defender and like Combat, the old 2600 Combat airplane thing.
I played the crap out of that.
If you married all three of those together, that's kind of this game.
Oh, that makes me even more excited because I played the crap out of Combat. My favorite was, what was the one where you were the three planes trying to shoot bombers?
Remember
that? You're like the three planes, you try to shoot one bomber. Remember they were like you'd hit the select button and they were like 30 it was a modes.
Mode. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was one of the modes. There were like 12 tank modes and like 12 or something plane modes.
So the superior version of that was on the Intellivision, actually.
They had Yeah. What the hell was it called on the Intellivision?
I do not know. But there was like a tank battle thing and a
I had an Intellivision. I had one. I know exactly what you're talking about, but I mean, I played a lot more of my Atari, obviously.
Yeah.
But.
Did you have Tron Deadly Discs for your Intellivision?
Yeah.
It was the good Tron game. There was a few.
Was it like was it similar to the arcade one?
Not a bit. No. This was you were a little stick man. You know the Intellivision had that one animation for all running characters, right? Yeah. It was like no matter if you were playing a football game, a baseball game, whatever, it was the little running stick guy. and it was those guys color coded for Tron. You know, so you were the blue guy and you were shooting the red guys, and they'd have a recognizer come in and you had to plink it in the eye with a disc.
Oh,
but it was actually, it was a frisbee death match in a square arena. It was really, really cool.
You know, that's still a great movie, but you had to have been a kid to appreciate it now. Like, I showed
Not really.
I showed it to my girlfriend and she's like, why do I care?
I mean, I think you have to be a fan of Sid Mead's futurism. Because he's the guy that designed the light cycles and that movie.
No, I love it. I love it. But I was into the video game aspect of it, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, oh my God, there's a movie about video games. I can't stand myself. It's so amazing.
apparently, Knack had a friend who played the Tron game on his friend's Intellivision.
Yeah, and he played D&D, which I remember the D&D games too, which I wasn't such a big fan of it, but it was better than anything on the Atari, that's for darn sure.
But that's the sad thing. The Intellivision was better hardware, but, you know, the games were all on the Atari.
Yeah, they did the Atari got all the good licensing stuff, and they probably had the best drugs in their software development thing. There's a documentary I have that is about Atari.
Not surprised.
They were talking about how the manager made him stuff a towel under the door so he didn't get a contact buzz from the room full of programmers that were next to him the smoke would just come under the door. And he's like, I'm trying to talk on the phone and do business in here, and you're stoning me out. So, yeah.
Well, so Galactos is coming along. I can't wait till the final version is released, because just the alpha we played was insane.
Yes. Insane's a good word for that.
But good insane. There were like dozens and dozens of ships on screen, and it just flew. It was so fluid and amazing.
I'm still waiting for the Pie Fighters.
Yeah, that's right. But not a lot new in the Galactos universe. Now, the next one is Distant Worlds that we talked about. And the final version of that is coming out in, I think, April or May. It's called Distant Worlds Universe.
Oh, thank God. And it's final version. They're done. No, they're done. Are they going to aggregate it? Is this going to
be they're going to make it's going to be one big thing that includes everything.
And it costs $1,000.
It's going to be they said it's going to be a reduced price for the whole kit and caboodle.
Oh, good.
Fucking great. You know, about time, if I may say, because damn.
Yes.
Just damn.
So then there's Ethereum.
Which, they're on Desura now.
Oh.
You can get on the beta in Desura, which I have not yet because I don't have any time. But I should, because I was a Kickstarter backer. But, yeah, like, even if you're not a Kickstarter backer, you guys can go to Desura and look for Ethereum and get in the beta. And you guys would like Ethereum if you like the original Wing Commander, because it's like that brought forward 20-some years.
Nobody liked Wing Commander. Come on.
No, it was terrible. It was terrible. No one liked it.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He got $40 million.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He got lots of millions of dollars from rabid fanboys like myself. So Ethereum is moving along nicely. He's been putting out a lot of updates. The beta looks a lot different than the version we played back then.
It looks really good. Like, it looks really, really good. I'm looking at a video of it right now. I'm not going to show it to you, but you know, I'm keeping it to myself.
Yeah. Well, all his videos are, I think, on his Kickstarter page.
Yeah,
he's got all the videos there. But yeah, are you looking at the one from February?
Perhaps not. Let me look.
Trailer B. Yeah, that looks really nice. That looks.
Too much.
I'll be including links to the show notes to all this stuff, but
it do look spiffy.
It does. I'm really enjoying how well that's coming along. And he apparently might get the game on GOG, which would be fantastic as well. So, yeah, awesome. I mean,
I threw up the video in the stream.
Oh, okay, good. But yeah, that video looks, it just the whole game looks fantastic. So I'm really excited about that.
You know, before we started the show, I played about a half hour of the Wing Commander Darkest Dawn mod. I was streaming
Oh,
that just kind of.
Saga? Wing Commander
Yeah, Wing
Saga?
Commander Saga.
That is so good.
It's a good time, yeah.
It's so good because you can tell every stitch of that game is made with just such love and
Yeah.
reverence of Wing
Well,
Commander.
and
Just you
Knack
can just
was talking in IRC about how he loved the dialogue because it was so super cheese, and I'm like, oh, that's quite authentic.
That
Because if you go back
works.
and play
That
Wing
totally
Commander, it
works.
was.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's totally Matt. It's pitch perfect. Absolutely. You know, yeah, of course it's cheesy. It's a space combat game. Of course it's like you're playing a B movie, for God's sakes. I mean, you know, like a not so great version of Star Wars, basically. That's what you're playing. So yeah, I'm excited about that. We can The next one was Star Roller 2, which I'm excited about, but there really hasn't been much new information since we talked to them last. I guess they're busy working on the game, you know, which is that's fine,
Yeah,
I
I
guess.
prefer that they actually work on the game as to.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Let's see. Wings of Satan is there. There was a new alpha in January, which unfortunately I have not played. But that looks like it's coming along rather nicely.
That was a pretty good looking game, like especially from the point of view of, hey, this thing plays in a browser. That's
Yeah.
pretty wild.
Have you seen the same guy, Howard, I believe his name was Howard Day. He's also making this like his own version of a hangar, like for the Concordia from like Wing Commander 2, I think it
Yeah.
was.
Oh, wait.
And you
What?
could
Hold on. The Wings of Saint Nazaire, I'm looking at their page. They have planets
Yeah.
now.
Yeah.
When did that happen? That's kind of bonkers.
Yeah, the well, at least in that wallpaper. I don't know if it's actually in the game
Well, I
yet.
see three different screenshots that he's flying over the
Oh,
planet. Yeah.
screenshots. Oh, I
Yes,
didn't see
yes.
those. I just saw the wallpaper. That's awesome.
That is
Yeah,
pretty awesome.
I really did love the look of that game. So I'm really excited about that one. But the guy has also been working on like you know how Star Citizen is a hangar? Well, he's working on his own like hangar, which uses a similar graphics thing to Wings of Saint Nazaire, where like you can walk around a couple of Wing Commander 2 fighters. Like right now, the last time I played it, well, played last time I tried, you can walk around a broadsword and I think a ferret.
Oh, neat.
It was pretty neat because you can walk around the whole thing and on top of them and everything. I'm like, this is awesome because the broadsword's one of remember that bomber, the
Yes.
broadsword?
Yep, sure do.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ships from the entire Wing Commander
I
universe.
hated the
I just
crossbows, by the way.
What the? Oh God! I might have blocked that out
Yeah,
because I don't.
it was a ship that looked like an arrow. It was like a cigar with four fins on the end. I think they were called the crossbows. They were bombers.
Oh yeah, and then you. Oh, that's. Oh
Yeah, I was no
yeah.
fan at all of flying those things.
Yeah. Well, it was a bomber too, so it wasn't as fun. But you know what? Yeah, it was like we're gonna give you this awesome bomber with a turret. And you're gonna love flying it, and then we're gonna give you this thing. Oh, this doesn't is nowhere near as great.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that reminds me too of whenever I was playing X-Wing Alliance for the first time back in the day, right? And because everybody had always been like, oh God, I want a sim where I can fly the Millennium Falcon. That would be the greatest thing ever. And then when we got it was just like,
It
wow, I
wasn't
hate flying the
that.
Millennium Falcon.
It wasn't that great.
No, it was just like, oh, I'm gonna go pick some cargo pods and then, oh, I have to fight.
Well,
And
in the beginning of the game, you weren't technically flying the Millennium Falcon. You were flying a Corellian YT-1300 freighter, which from which the Millennium Falcon is modified.
sure.
But yeah, I still I had a pro what I had a problem with in that game was the offset cockpit. You
Because it
know,
was off to the
that's what
side.
bothered me. Yeah, that bothered. I couldn't. I didn't have a good time with that.
Yeah.
That's what threw me.
I just didn't like being in the gun turrets because it was kind of lame.
Well, I think that's pretty much the weakest out of all of them. You know, out of all those X-Wing games, but I probably,
Yeah.
and that's the one I never
I need
finished.
to get that beast working again because they've done so many updates and everything to it.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. I know.
If I can just skip those
So,
missions.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Ugh.
It was just a shame. So we talked to next the Star Villains and Space Heroes ones, which I'm still excited about because there aren't that many Cap Ship games. But there's been no new updates since December, which is like, okay, maybe they're busy working on it again. You know, like the Star Roller 2 people. Now, here's the one that I think we're most excited about. Episode 30, Enemy Starfighter.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we love our space games, and we love all the wonderful people that come on, and we love all the wonderful people that make the games, but there's just something about Enemy Starfighter that hits every goddamn right note.
It's pretty much the perfect game for me.
I am super excited. Now go to the website. It's enemystarfighter.com. Go to the website. If you'll scroll down, you'll see what I'm talking about. There's an animated GIF that shows escape pods. So now he's added a thing where if you destroy a fighter, it'll eject like some cargo and stuff for points, but it'll also eject the pilot escape pod,
and
you can then shoot down.
Yeah.
How awesome is that? I mean, that's what I was talking about. That, you know, that's what I was talking about with the loot thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a link to the larger version of that image into the chat. But yeah, I am super excited about that, cuz just the way the ship explodes too is just glorious. You know, do you see what I'm talking about? It's this animated GIF?
No.
Oh, I put it in the chat, but it's also, if you go to enemystarfighter.com and scroll down a little bit where it says escape pods,
mm-hmm.
You'll see it.
Okay. I'm trying to get it up on the screen.
Oh, on the,
oh,
on
come
the,
on
the stream screen?
Yeah, on the stream screen.
Oh.
Escape pods.
I just put
is it this thing?
I don't know. I'm not looking at the stream.
That may be it. It's like a small animated GIF, though, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, there's
him.
A large.
I see him. Yeah, because he hits
How
that
beautiful
guy
does...
and a bunch of pods checked out. Oh, yeah.
How beautiful does that look?
Everything about this game looks really great.
I know. This is, out of all the games we've talked about, out of all the developers we've talked to, out of all the games we've covered on this podcast, I still have to say this is still the one I'm most excited about. I mean, it just feels, just as that early alpha that he sent us, which was barely complete, just felt so good, you know? With a gamepad, it just felt like so fluid and perfect. And he has a little thing. Did you see the thing about chatty pilots? He kind of uses that as a debugging thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's that was something that I thought was really great too.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's neat that he can use that as a debug tool.
I know,
and
I love that idea.
And then it plays back into, it enhances the game as well. But that's kind of what we were talking about even last week, whenever we were talking about like F-15 and how all that chatter that was going on the video, and then you know what's going on around you. But there is an example of a developer using that same information to his advantage.
Right.
So, super duper.
Yeah, no, I'm thrilled. I cannot wait for this game. I come on, man. God, what the hell is the developer's name? God damn.
What,
it.
Mike DePoole?
Mike? Yeah, Mike. Yeah, come on, Mike. Get with it, man.
Or at least send us another build. If he would just keep sending us builds, I don't care if he ever gets the game done. Just
well,
as long as I
what,
can play it.
What he did was to send us that original build. It was just a page you logged into, and like I'm like, okay, when I rebuilt my computer, I'm like, okay, hopefully there's another version at that same page. You know, that would make sense, but it's not the same. So come on, Mike, update that version that you sent us, or that page where you can download the thing, because we want to play more. Damn it. Cause god, yeah. You guys, seriously, keep an eye out for this one. And yeah, like Nack says, escape pod murder is funny and / horrifying. I think it's more on the funny side in this case. I will probably laugh every time I shoot an escape pod because I'm secretly an asshole like that. Yeah. So, oh my God, I know we keep every time we talk about this game, we're both like, oh gosh, gosh, gosh. But seriously, seriously, it's just so. I just love where this guy is taking it. I love where Mike is taking it. It's just going to be so good.
Oh yeah. So on the
You
screen
know?
now, I have Pulsar Last Colony.
So I played a little of that today, just to prepare for this, because I thought we'd, because we're going to talk about it. So I played, because the beta is now on, the beta is now on Steam. So you can buy it early access, I think. So right now, all you can do is be the captain. You can't be the pilot or anything. And so I was walking around trying to get the ship
The
started.
captain has a really nice
And
desk, I'll say that much.
well, yeah, no, they really did a good job with the inside. It feels like a really fleshed out ship. Like it's got a lounge and everything, and it feels really like so much nicer inside the ship now than it did
Ooh, but
before.
outside the ship looks pretty good now too.
I didn't figure out how to do that,
Oh,
but
I'm looking at an external view in this video that he's got up here.
here's what I did do. I closed that page because it was killing my bandwidth. But I turned on the weapons, and apparently, like you've already targeted like some security drone. So like as soon as you select the weapons you want, it starts shooting at this thing. And so my ship started shooting at this thing, and I swear it's like I was on the Enterprise. It's like boom, 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 boom. Things started smoking. The ship started shaking. The computer was like, shields at 50%. I'm like, ah, what do I do? Ah, I don't know. Oh
Did
my
you have to
God.
like shake around in your chair and then fall out on the floor? And
No,
no, to get the full
no,
bridge
but
simulation.
it did a good job of trying to capture that.
Okay.
You know, so like I couldn't really find anything to do. I guess I have to play it more. But that just little bit, I was like, oh yeah, okay. I'm liking where this is going. You know, I'm excited about this. So I think it's they still have a lot of gaps to fill.
It looks kind of
But
neat.
yeah. Yeah, I think it's I'm really excited about it. I
I'm having
mean,
kind of
the
a
big
hard time of the control panels that you interact with in the game,
Yeah.
where the dot in the center of your screen, you know, it's basically you're moving your gun sight around to interact with the displays and stuff. And that way, by their nature, they have to be super simple displays where it would almost be better, like if I could just bust the mouse loose, you know, hold down control or something and get a mouse cursor and be able to work the things.
You know what? Maybe you can. Hang on. Hang on one second.
It's
'Cause I'm gonna
almost like I'm trying to work a computer. It's a touch screen and I have to use my nose. That's sort of the feel that I get.
Hang on, I'm gonna load it up real quick. There might be a way to do that. I just
No, there isn't. Trust me.
but the options don't have any way to look at the keys.
Yeah, no, trust me, man.
You know?
It's not that way. It's very purposefully designed such that you have to touch the nose, touch your nose to the screen. And
Yeah, it's like there's gotta be like I don't know what the keys are here. So let's see, Captain. Okay, so now I can walk around and this is kinda cool.
there are
So I'm gonna
four keys. Four.
our four lights. Yeah, like right now the pilot console doesn't do anything, so I really don't know
Yeah.
what to do here. But so I'm arming the weapons now, and so let's see. Oh, come on. Stuck on a goddamn thing. And so I'm going to put more. I'm going to put red alert. Can I put red alert? Red alert. I can't put red alert. Why can't I select red alert? Goddamn
Oh, I
it.
like Red Alert. That was a great soundtrack.
Oh, that was a great. That was awesome. I'm going to put some more power to shields and to weapons. And come on, red alert. Let me do red alert. How about yellow alert? Can I do yellow alert? I can't do a damn thing. I can't select red alert or yellow alert. I'm the captain. I should be able to select whatever the hell I goddamn want. So yeah, you go over to the weapons thing, and the weapons are charging, and then I'm like, okay, I want to target that. And it just starts shooting. Oh, ow. And then yeah, so it's hitting that drone, and then I'm getting hit. Oh, and the lights go dim and they start to flicker and everything. Yeah, so pretty. Whoa, yeah, and it's just the you can feel the ship going thunk. So it's pretty cool. It looks like the weapons just fire themselves once they're charged.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing him any damage at all. I don't even know. Did the video say how to get an external view at all?
I didn't see what he did to get it. He hit a key or something.
Because I just hit all the F keys. That didn't do anything. So I'm just going to hit every key on the keyboard until something happens. Okay, that's...
Suddenly...
Call integrity is below 50%. Wow, the computer lady is really not happy because the hull damage is a critical level. Oh, and when your lights go down, you have a flashlight. That's kind of nifty. Okay, I died. I don't know what to do. Okay, I'm just going to quit. Is there a manual? Is there a goddamn manual? No. Support. There we go. So, yeah, I had no idea what to do. Like, none. But it was kind of neat. Oh, apparently, did you see the chat that Nax says System Shock has a control scheme like you're talking
about?
Yeah,
the original System Shock.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Hang on, Pulsar. Come on, you bastard. What? Really? So apparently I have a key for Pulsar on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not in the store yet.
Oh.
So there's not a community. There's not a manual. There's not a... Okay.
yeah.
How am I supposed to do anything? But it was nice getting shot down. That was neat. And it was pretty cool. And how the ship shook and the lights went down. And they just updated a patch on the 3rd.
Mm. I have an idea.
So,
let's talk about Mandate.
Mandate. Well, there's not much to talk about. They've updated it with some new graphic. Like, they've shown some new screenshots of internal combat.
Yeah. But it's not... I wouldn't call that a screenshot. I would say that that's more like a concept art.
A concept? Yeah. Yeah, because I just don't... I don't really have a feeling of how far along they are, you know. But they made more than their goal. They had a $500,000 goal. They made $700,000, for God's sakes. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
They apparently they're working on new team members, a new site. So, oh yeah, that it says right there, concept. So these are concepts.
It's got a lot of promise. I've got a video. It's about 3 months old that I'm actually showing in the stream.
In the stream,
Where it's got there's a boarding action going on, and there's some you can drag guys around. It's boarding actions are kind of like a slow real time version of XCOM or something, which is interesting.
That's cool.
I'll go with that.
That's cool. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all with that.
Hey, speaking of XCOM, did you see Derek Smart's game showed up on Steam yesterday?
With the MMO?
Not the MMO, but it's like an XCOM kind of turn-based squad combat thing.
Oh, Line of Defense.
Yeah, Line of Defense Tactics. Right, and it's like I didn't know, is that a new thing or that's an old thing?
I'm not sure. No, there was a new thing. This is the new thing. I think the old thing was that 2009 game that came out the other day.
Yeah.
That was re-released. That Galactic Command.
Oh.
All right. Echo Squad. That's the old 2009 game.
See, there's a bunch of that going on Steam now where people
are... Yeah, a lot of older...
Yeah, it's almost like Steam has caught on that good old games had a good thing going on. And yeah. And a lot of licenses are getting kicked back into Steam, you know, a lot of licensed
properties.
But you
properties. Know what? I'm fine with it. You know, I own Orb on Good Old Games, and I bought it on Steam because it's a good game. I own it. I bought it thricely. Is how much I like that game. Let me tell you that. Because I have the disc too.
Yeah. Which, by the way, the multiplayer still works because.
What?
Yeah, totally. Because
no, it doesn't.
Well, yes, it does. Because the matchmaking crap was based off of GameSpy, which is now defunct. However,
right.
However, it still has an option to go direct IP. So that always will work. Yeah, and so many games don't do that. I can't really think of a game that does do that anymore. They all kind of have some gateway service. And when that service goes away...
It varies. Like,
hey, you're playing Orb right now.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? No, Drox Operative has direct IP, but last time I tried it, I couldn't get it to work. Because it might be my router.
Yeah, it's probably your router firewall settings.
Yeah, but yeah, I haven't played Orb. Even though I bought it on GOG, I never loaded it. But the more I talk about it, the more I remember how much I actually liked. Oh, strategy first. You used to be awesome. What the hell ever happened to you? Oh, I like this check for update thing. Wow, it doesn't support my resolution.
Yep.
That's a damn shame.
No, it won't. But what you do is you just set it to like 1600 by 1900 or 1900 by 1600 or whatever. And
1600 by 1200?
16 by 12 will work too. And then it will scale to your monitor and make sure that you set it to 32-bit depth or the net is looking nasty.
Oh, that looks great. That looks great. Okay.
Well, because I was like, man, this game looks old, you know? And then I realized, oh, yeah, it's in 16-bit color. And I flipped it to 32-bit, and it was just gorgeous. I was like, hooray, this looks awesome. And, yeah. So, and I can deal with it being slightly out of aspect ratio. One thing that I noted that was very interesting about that, though, is I streamed it a little bit. And Twitch, actually, when you feed it a stream that, you know, of whatever size... your monitor will display it stretched out to a 16 by 10, but Twitch actually takes it literally as it is, so it letterboxes it and looks correct. So that was kind of interesting. You know, a game, it's not on our list. We've never really spoken of it before, but this Hardware Ship Breakers, this looks kind of interesting. I don't even know what
it is. Hardware Ship Breakers.
Yeah, it came off of... Here, I'll throw it up in the stream thing. This came off of a link that was in a YouTube video that I was watching just now for the mandate, and this is kind of interesting looking. It's I bet going to be an RTS. So there's a crashed spaceship. And there is a really cool looking vehicle.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what's it called? Oh, wait. So familiar. Knack says that Shipbreakers is related to the Homeworld Revival.
Oh, that's
interesting.
Yes, that's right. I forgot about that one. So it's kind of like Homeworld, but on a planet.
I guess so, yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. And yeah, it is licensed by Gearbox, and they're doing that Homeworld HD thing, and I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I'm not the hugest Homeworld fan, so...
Well, I like Homeworld quite a bit, and but a lot of people are just like, oh God, please don't screw this up, which I can agree with, because, you know, I don't want the Duke Nukem team or the guys that did Alien Colonial Marines to get a hold of it, you know, But then again, if they retain the AI and scripting and stuff from the original and they just beef up the engine, I'm cool with that. Just don't touch anything else. Just let it be. So.
Well, it sounds like they're pretty much going to update multiplayer, but that might be it.
Okay, works for me.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to make it like have a centralized multiplayer matchmaking thingamajig, which is cool. Where the hell were we?
Oh, well, we were moving down the list.
Moving down the list. So the next was Skyjacker. Yeah, that got
not feeling
greenlit
it
on Steam. Well, it got greenlit on Steam, but since their Kickstarter failed again, there's been like nothing. There's been like no new information out of them that I could find.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember the last time I posted a news thingy about them.
Yeah, it looks like the last time that they had a good update was like a year ago.
Yeah, and that's I think they had a Kickstarter at that time.
Yeah.
I think.
Hmm.
So that makes sense, but yeah, since then it's been pretty quiet on the Star Trekker front, which is kind of a shame because I did enjoy that beta thing, the demo we played. I don't know where it was going in terms of the overall gameplay. You know, like, is it an open thing? Is it not an open thing? We never got really a good sense of what, you know, the game actually was. It sounded like, basically, like you're like a guy, a pirate mercenary who takes contracts and you don't care what the contracts are, like killing and robbing and looting and stuff. And I'd be fine with that, but I wasn't like sure if that's what they were, you know.
Well, they kept selling the game as this is going to be GTA in space, and we're going to have a story and things to do that link. You know, you're going to have objectives, but it's going to be a big open world, and how you accomplish those objectives up to you. But then all the stuff that they actually had built was, you know, canned mission stuff just to show the engine. And it's like, okay, well, that's fine, you know, but I want to see some more of what you have in mind about open world, right? And when you call the thing Skyjacker, then I'm thinking I should be able to disable an enemy ship and get in my spacesuit and go over there like Sandra Bullock and steal that shit. So,
like in the X Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, we'll see. Maybe they'll develop something.
Yeah, I don't know. But hopefully something will come out of that because it was fun.
Yep.
So let's see. Episode 38, The Last Federation. There's been a lot of info released about that game since we talked to them. Like, remember when we talked to them, they didn't even have, like, screenshots?
Right, and the concept art was the ships were actually fighting horizontally, you know, side profile on the screen.
Yeah.
And they have massively changed that.
Yeah, it kind of has a kind of Drox operative...
Yeah.
Space Pirates Zombies look to it, which, you know what? I'm fine with both of those things. So,
yeah, in fact, this art that, well, you can't see the stream, but the art that's in the stream was actually the original art that was going to be the ship combat stuff. And then they just used that for the intro. But that's originally what they were going to use. And we looked at that and it was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what this is going to be. I was expecting to be kind of like a Japanese RPG, right, where ships line up on each side, and then one jumps in the middle and some damage numbers bounce out the top or something. I don't know. And still, I'm down for that idea. That's not bad. You could use RPG Maker, and instead of little Weeble people, you could have spaceships. I'd be okay.
Yeah, you know
that.
Why is that? Has that been done?
Nope.
Does anyone know that hasn't really been like a JRPG but with spaceships instead of Pokemon?
Well,
or party members?
I'll say no, but yes. There was a game that was on, I think, 3DS that is sort of a space kind of thingy like that, but it's not exactly that. So, yes, but no. I can't remember the name of it. So, somebody in the chat room will be like, oh, yeah, it's this, because. Chat room knows everything. But yes, I have no idea what it is. Anyway, Last Federation. Chris Park, nice guy, lives real close.
And that comes out in April.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's not too far away now. They're already, like, I think you can go to the Arkan site and apply to be a beta tester if you want.
Yeah.
So I think you can just go on their forums and sign up to be a beta tester.
Oh, neat.
To their forum.
So he has transitioned to a top-down, kind of more traditional RTS-looking thing.
Yeah, which I'm fine with.
Yeah. So, that's good.
Yeah, no. What's the next on the list? I have a cat in my hand.
I was wondering what that strange noise was.
What's do you hear on? That? Do you hear?
Oh, yeah, I heard the cat like, purring and stuff.
Oh, no, well, here's the weird thing about my cats. We spent a few days in Yosemite last week.
Oh, so they're all clingy now because you're gone.
Exactly. They're super clingy right now because they're insecure. They're like, we'll be super nice if you never leave again. Is that a cat thing? That must be a cat thing because both my cats are doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they kind of freaked out. They were like, food person, why did you leave?
I mean, we had a friend come over and like take care of him and keep him company, but it's, you know, obviously not the same. They were not happy. So they've been like, yeah, exactly. They've been like super duper cuddly in the last couple of days. Like, please never leave again. So that's what that was.
Oh.
I didn't know you could hear that. That's a good microphone.
Oh, yeah.
She was sniffing it too. So that's the thing. Let's see. So what's next on the list?
Galactic Civilization.
Well, they stopped. They had like a $10 off pre-order thing for that. They stopped that a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And now apparently the alpha is due to people who pre-ordered next week.
Wow, that's really 27th. Soon.
That is next. The next 27th is next week, right? Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah.
That's well, like next 10 week days if, out. Yeah, so sure.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 days. Wow. So, yeah, that's coming along. Hopefully I'll be able to get my hands on that. I'm going to ask. You know, we did have a good podcast with them. I never heard back from them about the follow-up question. That
well, they're probably pissed because we burnt down their office.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Remember we had users submit questions and we couldn't get to all of them, so yeah. I submitted them follow-up Q&A, and I just yes. remembered about that, so I should find a way to keep track of all that. yeah, so, and then the last one we haven't talked to in the last, because I figured, what's the point? I didn't put, like, recent podcasts on the list, because, like, what's the point looking back at a game we talked about 2 weeks ago?
Right.
Oh, then nothing in the list. But, so the last one on the list is StarQuest II. And their Kickstarter
that's from
failed.
French Paul.
Yeah. Oh my God. So many Pauls. Luzon, I think was his name. Paul Luzon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Their Kickstarter, sadly, it failed pretty good, if I recall. I don't remember how bad, but it was pretty bad. Wasn't it? It
well,
wasn't. I'm not trying to rub it in.
No, but it wasn't a super popular game back in the day. And the name StarQuest doesn't really make people think, you know, it's kind of generic sounding, right?
So, it really is.
So I don't think that did it any favors. Although, if you know the old game, you could be... Are you shushing me or the cat?
No, I'm ouching because they had a $30,000 goal,
mm-hmm.
And they only made $1,500.
Oh, well, there you go.
And that's Canadian dollars, so...
That's like $1 million.
That's not even nice dollars. That's not even enough nice dollars or nice people to give because Canadians are nice.
Well,
you know what? You know what might have. I'm just looking at the date. The funding ended on December 26th.
Oh, that's a problem. Don't do it.
I didn't
right
think
in front
of that
of
at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think of that at the time. But yeah, come on. I mean, people are spending money on tons of other shit around the holidays.
Right.
I
still stand behind my suggestion when he was on. That his best course of action would be,
yeah,
because he owns the rights entirely outright to the original game.
Oh, sell the original
he
on GOG.
He needs to sell the
first.
Original on GOG, and he will.
That's a brilliant idea, man. Why not? I mean, there are all these little obscure other games on GOG that, you know, every time one of these little obscure games comes on GOG, you got at least one person in the forum going, "Oh my god, yay!" Like I thought I was the only one. Like, what was that one? RTS that I thought I was the only one who played. It was like Czar Burden of the Crown or something.
Yeah.
No, Czar Burden of the Crown. It was like this crazy fantasy Russian-esque RTS.
Uh-huh.
And I got it at like a Barnes & Noble years ago, and it was a good game. And when they released it on GOG, there were like a bunch of people were like, "Oh, it's a great game." I'm like, "Really? I thought I was the only one who ever played that." But, so, I mean, there's room for little obscure, you know, games like this.
Yeah.
On, I thought I owned this.
Yeah, you do. Huh. You totally own this.
I own it on disc. I haven't bought it on GOG. What's wrong with me?
Oh. I gotta fix that. No, I thought you meant about Space Quest, Star Quest, whatever.
No, I own that. I own the first one. I totally on that. So how many people have we talked to? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. About 24 people, it looks like. Which, that's not shabby for a first run, first year of a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, that's roughly half our shows. And
Not too bad. You've done a pretty great job of getting a steady stream of victims.
I've been trying. Sometimes it's tough because there have been a good number of people who I've asked, and they don't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah,
which that's fine. It's either like time zone thing, or which you know you and I are totally willing to work.
Oh,
on.
We've accommodated that. I seem to remember that you were up at 5 in the morning one time, so that we could do a
five
show.
Or six, yeah. Yeah, that was a rough show for me. Because he was like in they were like in Germany or something.
Yeah,
I think France, and so that the time zone. Yeah, we couldn't do the usual 7 o'clock Pacific. So I think I got up like 5 on a Tuesday just to do it.
Did the show?
Cause,
went
yeah,
to work.
Cause I
yeah.
yeah I got up, I got ready, I did the show, I went straight to work. Yeah, it's exactly what. But yeah, you're right. That guy should totally. Maybe that was one of them. I don't know because I don't think it was that long ago.
No, that's been. It was right before we did the Galsiv thing.
So we've had a good stream of guests. So I'm gonna throw it out since we have a chat thing and we got a few people listening, folks in the chat. How you doing? Who would you like me to get on this podcast? And before you say Larry Holland, I've tried.
You could probably get Jesus easier than Larry Holland.
Before you say Steve Barcia, I can't track him down. I've tried. I think I found him on LinkedIn, but there was no way to like send him a message. Because I think you can turn that off, because I couldn't do it. I think I had to do GoPro or something to do it. Besides Larry Holland and Steve Barcia. God, how awesome would it be to talk to them? I would just like if we got Steve Barcia on, we'd be like, okay, what did you do to make a game that everyone's still trying to copy 18 years later? Okay, David Braben. You know, I'm pretty much pro Elite Dangerous now. I've done a total 180 on that game.
Yeah.
I was worried about that because at first I was like, oh, we can get David Braben on, but I'd be all pissy because I'm like, your Kickstarter was shit. What the fuck? But now, you know,
well,
they're delivering the goods.
I think that we do need to mention who we're going to have on here April 1st.
Oh, right. Knack, there were about 7 people behind Starflight. They're called Binary Systems, I believe, and there's like 5 or 6 of them. And I've thought about trying to track them down. I just have not had the time. But I would love to try and get at least a couple of them on to talk about Starflight. But on April 1st, we are going to have the author, our first author, I think. No. I have talked to an author before, but we haven't had an author on the podcast. Our first author, John Hemry,
A.K.A. Jack Campbell.
Jack Campbell, that's his pen name. I don't know why. I'll have to ask him why you do that. Like, why have a – I don't know. But we're going to have basically the author of the Lost Fleet series on. Now, if you haven't read the guys who wrote Star Control, I think the Toys for Bob guys – are really busy with what's that little game they have now with the little figures that you hook up to the RPG? Do you know what I'm talking about?
What, the Spyro stuff?
No. It's the Activision one where you have little figures and those figures have hang on.
You put them on a base and then they.
Yeah. What the?
That's Spyro's. Oh gosh.
Skylanders,
yes. Yeah, licensed off the Spyro the Dragon property. Spyro is one
it?
Of the Skylanders, yes.
Oh, right, there he is. He's right there. Well, you'd think he'd be front and center, but no, he's kind of off to the side a little bit there.
By the way, just to point out, because Brian's reading the IRC chat, and that's why he abruptly changed. He was like, oh, yeah, Jack Campbell, and oh, the guy that did Skylanders. Not the same guy.
No. The Toys for Bob got, because someone brought up Star Control. Toys for Bob did the first two Star Control games. And they've moved on, and now they're doing Skylanders. So I'm worried they might be a little bit busy for that, but that's not a bad idea. Let me see. Let me add that to the list of possibilities to track down.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we get David Braben on? Because, you know, Elite.
Oh, no, that is, there's nothing wrong with that idea.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong.
Hey, let's talk for a moment about that video that I sent you about Elite.
The what?
The video that I sent you about Elite, where the guy was playing the latest build of Elite, where they've put the space stations in. Did you watch
it? Holy crap. I did watch it.
Wow.
And
they were faithful.
No, don't you remember?
They were 100% faithful to the old space station design. And yet, it is amazing.
It's all new. It's all new because not only – I love how you have to ask for docking permission, because in the original, I don't remember if you had – I don't think you had to do that or not. You just went in. But I love how if you don't, you got shot at.
Yeah.
That was great. But not only do you have to ask for permission and still tilt your ship like follow – like match the role. When you get into the station, you have to find your assigned pad and, still matching the role of the station, land on the pad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like when you get close enough, the HUD changes to like a landing mode. Like if you remember in 2001 where they're landing on that pad and the HUD, it's got like a bottom looking HUD, like with a crosshair where you remember that, where you had a crosshair where you land on the pad just so. And the crosshair would help you would help guide you down. It's like that. And amazing. And then when like, oh, I love when he landed and he wanted to like change stuff in his ship. Like the whole thing just moved down and slid in. So he was like in a mechanics bay.
Yeah.
You know? So lot of wonderful, wonderful little touches. And I'll be honest, probably within the next couple of months, I'm going to spring for not the alpha, because that's a lot of money. But I'm going to spring for the beta copy because the alpha is £200 to get it.
Yeah, that's like $1 million American.
That's like it's about $300 something right now. It's what is that right now? $332.
No, thank you.
Pretty much, yeah. Just to get in the alpha. I mean, you get everything else. Okay, new home world team. Sorry, I'm reading the chat. You get everything else, but You know what. You know what's sad? I say that, and I spent more than that on Star Citizen.
Well, but you say that because you've already spent so much on Star Citizen. If you actually had any money,
you know
left.
What? You're right. If I hadn't spent that much on Star Citizen, I probably, damn it.
Yes, you did. You certainly did.
So I am probably gonna at least get the beta, which is only £50, which is how many dollars? That's like $80, I think. Thank you, Google. $83 even right now.
That's
this very second.
That's kind of reasonable if it was here.
Yeah.
But I don't know how far out it is, right? And how much distance between the beta and the actual release, too?
Well, you know what's interesting they're doing? They have a premium beta.
Okay.
Which, as soon as the alpha is over, you can start playing that. That's £100, which is how much
there's,
is that?
There's too much tiered stuff here.
$166. Yeah, but if you just want to get in the normal beta, who play after the premium beta, that's £50. So it's a bit – it is a little confusing. It is a little confusing.
That's a lot confusing.
Yeah. It is a lot confusing. I'm still going to buy into it. I admit it because I want to, because a very wonderful reader of the site lent me his beta access. And so I've been toying around with it. I haven't done multiplayer because it goes under his name, like his handle and stuff. So I don't want to do that. But I've been playing the single player missions, and wow, yeah, it just feels so nice. And that video looked amazing.
Yeah. When was the last time you fired it up? Have you played it since they put the space stations in and stuff?
That's multiplayer.
Oh, is it?
And
it looks single player to me.
I thought it was multiplayer, but I haven't tried. But the thing is, last time I tried, it was like single play. Like single player was just a series of missions. So that was that was about 2 weeks ago. But I haven't tried Alpha 3.
No.
So maybe. But like I said, it's not under my name, so I don't want to go on multiplayer. I mean, I would make him. I would kick so much ass. He'd look like this awesome player. You know. So I don't want to, you know, make him look like a target because he's not as good as me, probably. I mean, come on. It's kind of obvious. But yeah, I'm no one is more surprised about the 180 I've done on Elite Dangerous than me. Because I was really against it when it first came out. I'm like, right, what is this crap? But now I'm like, fuck yes. Fuck yes. That is a game I want to play today.
Yep.
And it'll be great because it sounds like you can do the private server thing. It sounds like you can do single player, but also have like your own server if you want, I think.
Uh-huh.
So there'd have to be a Space Game Junkie server with just our people, you know, because I don't want to play with a bunch of riffraff schmucky people online. I don't know who they are.
So you know? What is the rule now about Lego? And every time Lego comes out with something, there has to be an accompanying iPad or iPhone game. Because Lego came out with these things, and I was going to show you. It's the Lego Star Wars Micro Fighters. And it's like, they're $10-$11 each. And they're kind of cute, right? But then, oh, well, it's available on iTunes and the App Store. It's like, seriously?
Is that a game?
Yes. But then there's also the Lego Micro Fighters little kits, right? Like the Millennium Falcon is $11.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. That's really cute.
I'm kind of disappointed actually about the TIE Interceptor though. That's kind of not my impression of what they could have done with that. But, you know.
Oh, wow, that looks kind of strange.
Yeah, it does. It looks there, it actually, you know what it looks like? It looks like one of the fighters from Orb. Like, seriously.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
It kind of does a little bit. But
kind of a lot. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's cute, though, but they have a game of it?
Yeah, they made a game. Like, everything can have a phone game now, right? Because, you know. Well, they got really a lot of these things. Dang. Yeah.
Do they?
Yes,
sir. I only saw. Oh my God, they do. They have a bunch of. Oh, the little stubby X-wing is adorable.
Yes, yes, it is. Well, that was the first one that I saw, and it was like, yeah, that's really cute. Oh God,
did you see the Star Destroyer one?
Yes.
Oh my God, these are so goddamn cute. Oh my God.
Yeah, here I gotta throw this up in the stream because that's ridiculous.
These are so precious. I mean, the Star Destroyer and the X-Wing are probably my two favorite because they're just so cute. Oh, my God, that's cute. Oh, my God. Yeah, they really are laughable, Knack.
I wish I had a Star Destroyer like that. I would take the work
every
precious.
Day. They're little one-seater Star Destroyer. Commute to work. Yeah, I'd commute to work in that.
So this, absolutely. Ooh, this X-Wing model actually looks like kind of cool.
What, the little stubby X-Wing?
No, not the stubby. Yeah, they're full-on that is stand-mounted, and the wings actually can move and stuff. Oh, it's got a targeting computer in it. Yeah.
What?
Wow, the engines. Wow, that's kind of cool.
I don't know where you are.
It's on the Star Wars product page. It's just a Lego X-Wing thing from Star Trek.
Yeah, these are really, really cute. I might want to get the X-Wing one and build one for work.
Yeah.
For my desk. Because that's really adorable. They all seem to be on eBay, though.
Yeah, I totally said Star Trek and you didn't even notice. I did that.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, I was trolling you hard.
I didn't even, my brain didn't even acknowledge it, I guess.
So,
oh yeah, this,
the, so then wow, the X-Wing's only, that's awesome. Sucks. Okay, so I'm looking at the one of the Millennium Falcon, and like the whole top opens up and everything. It's all hinged, right? So you can get inside of it. That's pretty cool, but it's hideously expensive. I think it's like a $200 kit or something, if not more. So that's a little beyond what I'm willing to pay for some plastic bricks.
Oh, the B-Wing. Someone told me to look at the large-scale B-Wing, B-Wing Starfighter.
Hmm, didn't see that one.
That also looks pretty nice. Come on, Lego. Oh, that is nice. I've always been a fan of the B-Wing. It's probably my favorite of the Alliance fighters.
Oh, me too, man. B-Wing all the way.
Yeah.
And I bought a B-Wing whenever we went to the Star Wars Celebration 2 that was in Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I went to that. It was kind of cool. I got to talk to Hayden Blackman.
His name?
No, not the guy that was in the movie. The lead developer of Star Wars Galaxies.
Blackman
was his name. Yeah, I got to stand there and talk to him for a while. Talked to Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb a little bit. That was kind of neat. And yeah, it was cool. So that was the first time that I got to see Morgan Webb away from, or not Morgan Webb, Adam Sessler away from X-Play. And that whole persona that he put forth on X-Play that I despised. And,
right.
You know, and then whenever I actually got to talk to him, I was like, this guy completely, seriously knows his shit about video games. And, you know, but the way that he was written on the show was he was like a stooge to Morgan Webb. And it was just terrible. So I just hated that character that they put him in. So, and if you go on Revision 3 now, because of course that all fell apart with G4 and then whatever. So he now works alone at Revision 3, and he does Rev 3 games. But he has a little podcast that he does every week. It's called Address the Cess, where he will take live calls in on Skype, and people can ask him questions and stuff. And it's kind of neat. Huh. And, you know,
I wonder how you do that.
Well, he just says, you know, here's the Skype, whatever, call in.
Right, but, like, you can only take one at a time.
Yes. And I'm sure he's got somebody in the back end that actually manages that, you know, that screens people and stuff, because you don't want to just have any knucklehead on there.
Right.
So.
Oh, that's probably what it is. They probably have someone who screens it and sends it off.
For sure.
Like a producer, I guess.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anybody else? You guys have already thrown out some good stuff. So I've got a lot of potential people.
They have Old Republic model kits as well.
Really?
Yeah, I guess based off the Old Republic MMO.
Oh, another lead I have is someone from the Free Space Open team.
Oh,
I'm going to talk to him about coming on, because Free Space 2 is 15 years old this year.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I just did find the B-Wing. It was under exclusives. That's why I couldn't find it.
Where is it?
It's under exclusives on their page.
Lego.
I will send you a link, sir.
Exclusive.
Okay, I'll put it in the chat. The I to the R to the C.
There we go.
Yes, sir.
Why is my thing so slow?
That looks pretty awesome, and it doesn't offend me that it's Lego, because a lot of things look really jakey in Lego, but this looks pretty much like the real deal.
Oh, yeah, this is what I was looking at. It's gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah, it's utterly gorgeous. I wouldn't want to put it together. I would probably pay someone to put it together and glue it together. And then I don't have the patience for that anymore, man. I don't have the time or the patience.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
If you got the patience to put this together, more power to you, because that is glorious. But I do not.
Can you imagine one of those Star Destroyer kits? How many pieces?
Or that Death Star kit? Do you see that Death Star kit down there?
Oh, that Death Star ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. Hold on. Let me find this the Star Destroyer.
Someone was saying in the chat the I don't know how you fucking say it. The Super Star Destroyer from Jedi. Yes. Is just massive. I'm not surprised. But this X-Wing, this the B-Wing is stunning. It is absolutely stunning.
Holy shit. That thing is pretty large.
Right.
Yeah, that's large. Right. But now, and the regular, yeah.
Do a link, man.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You got to do a link,
I'm going to do a link, dude. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo!
There it goes. There
you go. Small picture, whatever. But you can see it with desk for scale.
I do not have I do not have your... There it is. I don't know why everything's going so slowly on my thing now. Oh, yeah, I did see that. That's a new Republic one from the prequels.
Google.
Which, yeah, that thing is fascinating. That thing is absolutely fascinating. Okay, well,
Google's all slow guys, now.
I know. My internet's really slow. So, I think that's a good podcast. We should probably wrap it up.
I think we'll put this one in the bag.
We'll put this one to bed. So, folks, next week, I've been asked to talk a little bit about internet marketing. So we're going to do like...
Oh, this is that
a show. Well, you're not the only one that's asked me about this.
No, but I mean that guest that we had, the girl that is the PR person.
No, that's not her. Oh, that's me.
Okay.
No, that's PR. That's different. You and somebody, at least a couple other people, have asked me to talk about SEO and internet marketing. Specifically because a lot of game developer sites and game websites are not very good from an SEO standpoint. So we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about that. Sorry, someone in the chat just showed a picture of a classic trilogy Star Destroyer made of Legos that is just gorgeous. Like that is
doesn't
that
want
is
me to see absolutely. It. Oh, there we go. Yeah, it's like you go to Flickr. You go to Flickr, and it's like, hey, why don't you sign up? It's like, hey, why don't you show me the picture I clicked on?
I'm actually probably gonna.
Oh, I've been using Flickr. That's large with microwave for scale.
Yeah, with microwave for scale and B-Wing in the corner. Yeah. So we're gonna talk about internet marketing next week. This will be more. For anyone who has their own website, especially you game devs who might have a website, but it needs work, and that's most of you.
Yep.
Seriously, because I look at a lot of your sites, game devs, and I love you all. I love you all, but damn people.
Yep.
just damn people.
You know who that is that posted that in the chat, right?
I know who that is. Okay. That's his name from last week.
Yeah, that guy. Doug. Yeah, he's in the past.
We don't care about him now. He's done. What did Edna Mode say in The Incredibles? I don't look back, darling. It detracts from the now.
Speaking of Incredibles, that's what I saw you gushing.
Sequel!
Yes.
Now, I'm a little concerned because the first Incredibles was a pitch perfect superhero movie. It was, you know how a lot of superhero series, the first movie is discovering the powers and, you know, and the self-discovery of being the hero. And the second movie, is like they finally get to cut loose, you know, because he's discovered himself and now he can use all his powers. Like Superman 2 and Spider-Man 2 and X-Men 2. And, you know, they get all the world building and character stuff out of the way and they can just rip. You know what I mean? But The Incredibles had kind of all of that in one movie. And it was perfect. You know what I mean? Because you had the adults who already knew their powers and knew their capabilities. But then you had the kids who at the same time were discovering themselves.
Not in a sexual way.
But it was like – it was an origin story mixed in with a competent superhero story, which is usually like the sequel. You know what I mean? Mm. And it was perfect. And as much as I love that movie and love those characters and love that world, I'm not sure where else they can take that. You know, it's gonna be tough to top the first.
You know what property I really okay. Here's one for the chat room. What what property would you like to be turned into a Disney movie, or you know,
a Pixar movie?
A Pixar movie? Like a Frozen.
Like a Frozen, Wreck-It Ralph.
Right. Like if you could let those guys take a crack at something. All right.
Star Control.
Or how about better? I like that idea. I think actually Mass Effect would be really good for that. But
Mass Effect, Pixar Mass Effect.
So I think honestly though, what I would like to see happen is who did the Lego movie? Was that?
That was Lego.
The Lego themselves spun up a movie studio.
Yeah, that was. I don't think that was. I don't know who. I don't think that was DreamWorks or Disney or I don't think there was any of them.
Okay.
Who did the Lego movie? The Lego movie. Let's see. Adventure comedy. Not a Disney fan. What? I mean, I'm not a Disneyland fan, but I am a Disney fan.
Oh my god. Look at Triggs's basement. It's amazing. That link in the chat.
Yeah, I know. I looked at a couple of links. Wow, Doug. Wow. That's impressive stuff.
They didn't come out with any Battlestar Galactica kits, though. Like, I would have totally built a Cylon base star. That would have been great. But anyway.
Didn't they have classics? I don't know. No, they didn't. Yeah, I can't, like, I don't think...
Oh, so Max says that the Lego movie was done by the same dudes that did Cloudy with Meatballs. So,
well, yeah, but is that DreamWorks? Is that Pixar? Is it DreamWorks? Is it Disney? I'm looking at IMDb. It's Warner Brothers.
Okay, well, there you go.
Production company, right. Warner Brothers.
So the people,
Village Roadshow.
What would you like to see turned into a Lego movie?
Oh.
Okay, that's the real question I want to get to here, is what if anything could get the Lego movie treatment, and perhaps Lego video game treatment, what would it be? My number one suggestion is Transformers.
Obviously not so.
I would be ass in seat day one for a Transformers Lego movie. Something with that kind of humor. Oh, Nax like Warhammer 40K.
I'm going to counter you, sir, and say GoBots.
Bricks for the Brick God.
I'm throwing GoBots out there just to spite you,
dude. Oh God, GoBots was like Transformers' derpy stepbrother. No.
I'm down with the Warhammer
40K thing. You don't.
that would be great.
Bricks for the Brick God. Yes. I don't know, but yeah, Transformers. That's it for me.
Transformers would be
Transformers, Mighty Lego.
Mighty Orbots were kind of Lego.
The Mighty Orbots.
Weren't those the dinosaurs with the little motors in them?
Those Zoids.
Zoids.
Yeah. Which is big
Zoids.
In Japan.
I love the fuck out of Zoids.
It's very big in Japan.
I had so many of those as a kid. The Zoids.
No, see, the frickin' Mighty Orbots was a Saturday morning cartoon. And
I remember
and there
this.
Was one big silver guy, and then there was like two chick bots and a guy. Okay, it was almost like the Japanese Battle of the Planets, like Team of Five.
Yeah, okay.
Except there was just robots, and the one was kind of like Frankenstein-y looking. He was like Frankenbot or something.
Tron Lego would be great, by the
Tron
way.
Tron Lego would be that pretty good.
Tron Lego would be...
Where's our new Tron movie? What's going on?
Oh, fuck that. Let it go.
yeah, you know, I really, they painted themselves into a corner that I don't want to see how they get out of.
No. You know what? Firefly. Give me a fucking Lego animated Firefly. I would donate to that Kickstarter.
I don't think that's a kid-friendly property, though. I just
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Doug's like, Doug's like Space Battleship Yamato, and then of course
you know what?
I know that he just he just did it. He posted a picture to the giant Lego Yamato.
I got two for you. Oh, that's gorgeous. I got two for you. Exo Squad.
Okay.
And Gargoyles.
Ooh, Gargoyles. Hmm.
But especially Exo Squad. That would be amazing as Legos.
That could be pretty good.
Yeah. That was a. Do you remember that cartoon?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Do you remember Jace and the Wheeled Warriors?
Fuck yeah, I do. I love Jace and the Wheeled Warriors. I watched all those crazy SWAT cats. Cops. Remember Cops? C period O period F P period S period. It was like futuristic police or something. Oh, that was great. Dinosaurs? Centaurians? Thank you, Knack. Centaurians? Remember Centaurians?
No.
There were three guys, and one was the water guy, and he did all this stuff bolted to his suit. And he had the plane guy with all the stuff, the flying stuff that bolted, and you had the ground guy whose stuff was like a motorcycle.
You know what?
And
I
shit.
Think that you've actually, word for word, recounted the pitch meeting for that show.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's like some old guy standing at the end of a table, all excited. All right, and then you got the land guy, and he's got like a tank on his back. And
come on, obviously. Okay, here's an obvious one. I don't know why I didn't think of this. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Yeah. As
Boom.
A Lego movie.
That would fucking, as a Lego movie, that'd be amazing. That would be, it'd certainly be better than whatever the fuck Michael Bay is doing.
That's true.
What I don't even know.
Anything.
Still,
yeah, he's doing Transformers 4, man. It's coming this summer.
No, but he's doing, whether you want it he's or doing not. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, that got canned.
It did?
Yep.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously, you just made my day. Seriously, you just made my day. You know, it'd be a great movie to translate to Lego that I would watch over and over again?
Oh, Nax says that Flash. TMNT is already available in Lego form, so they already have the license for it. Oh. So, yeah.
A movie I would watch over and over again in Lego.
Hmm.
Flash Gordon from 1980.
Can you imagine that movie? Like, it would have to be a fan project.
I could easily imagine that movie in Lego.
It would be a fan project because they would take the audio of the original film and just preserve
exactly.
that and then just animate Lego.
That's all I want. That's all I want. Keep the audio.
Dun, 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 dun. Flash!
Yeah. I mean, you have to keep, you know, I mean, you have to have the audio because you got to keep Brian Blessed and you got to keep Timothy Dalton and you got to keep Max von Sydow. I mean, and Topol, you know, just having those four guys in the same movie was amazing. But,
how about, okay, well, I'm going to bring it full circle. Lego Meg Force. Okay. You can have a little Lego guy with his.
With gold, spandex,
his gold
and the blue,
spandex and
blue,
a blue ascot.
And the blue thing around it. You'd have to paint a blue bandana on his little Lego head.
and the motorcycle with the little wings that pop down.
But he couldn't do the thumb kiss. He couldn't do the thumb kiss because I don't have a thumb. That would be a real shame. You'd miss that amazing, amazing bit.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know
about,
exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. The stupidest fucking.
Have you.
Oh, Lego Dune. Lego Dune would be good.
Oh my God,
that'd be crazy.
So I'm gonna do this for the room because it needs to be done. I'm gonna put the appropriate moment from Megaforce up here.
Oh, not the flying motorcycle.
That's the only thing that was awesome in that movie.
What? Not the four wheelers that shot lasers every once in a while. Not all the time, just once.
Just as it was meant to be.
Oh God!
I'm having a problem with it getting kind of off center on the thing, but whatevs. Here it comes. The flying.
What are you doing?
I got it up in the stream. Yeah.
Barry Boswick
is about to take flight.
That's really mean. That come on, man. Don't.
I love the reaction shot in the plane too. Like when
they look like they're
like,
having They look like they're coming. I'm just gonna say that they look like they look like they're all about to either are they look like they're about to have an orgasm, or they're in the middle of an orgasm. They're just way too excited.
Oh, wait, he's in flight. We have full blue screen.
They're way too. Oh god, the blue screen. Not only is the blue screen great, the thing with him. Yeah, there he goes. The thing where he like kind of pops a wheelie to get more altitude.
Yes, but the barrel roll. What? I wonder if the clip that I've got. See, there's some clips on YouTube that don't have the barrel roll in it.
Oh god, the barrel roll is great because he's not wearing any kind of seatbelt.
No,
at all, and yet he doesn't come close to falling off his motorcycle. That doesn't have any kind of restraint.
Yeah,
at all. So,
Doug suggests Lego Dune. And yeah, Matt's like, we'll have brick sign like not even God is seen.
Oh, that's so, look at that. Yeah, I love Don, what's that name, guy's name, Don Silva right there? Just the, what the fuck, look in his face. Oh, and there's Dallas, good old Dallas, the most excited guy on that plane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there he is, good old Dallas. Oh.
Have you ever seen the movie The Warriors?
No.
You know, like,
I want
Warriors come out and play. Dallas is in that. He's the lead.
Oh, because no, I was saying there's a very good PSP game apparently that's based on that movie.
Yeah,
I want to watch the movie before I play the game. But yeah, Barry fucking Bostwick flying a flying motorcycle.
Yeah,
with skin tight skin.
So this crazy trailer that I've got up here is my favorite movie of all time.
What's movie? Oh,
Star
oh.
Crash.
Oh,
this
God,
is the greatest movie that has ever been, ever, in the history of ever.
Poor Christopher Plummer.
Right.
He really need to pay off a house payment.
Something like that. This was definitely a paycheck. And the evil.
He wanted a new pool in the backyard. You know. Oh, Legu Buckaroo Banzai.
Heck yeah.
Oh shit! Yes.
That would be pretty amazing.
Shit, yeah. I would play the fuck out of that. I would watch the fuck out of that because that was I think I still own that.
Yeah.
Do I own that? Yeah, it's right over there. I love that movie. I love that movie.
Buckaroo Banzai. Pretty much John Lithgow's best performance.
Oh, I love him so much in just about anything, but he was so great in that.
Yeah.
Because he just totally cut loose and was like absolutely crazy. How did this turn into your bad movie podcast?
Just because whenever I was looking at the trailer for the for Megaforce, it immediately stuck a thing for Star Crash in the queue and was like, "You
it
might like
not.
This." Yeah. Oh, here comes
oh,
Hasselhoff
God.
With his lightsaber.
YouTube knows you, man.
Actually,
YouTube
that's Margot Joyner. Who there's a documentary about Margot Joyner because he was a tent preacher. Back in the 70s, and his parents were that, and he got into the trade of being an evangelist, you know, a Bible preacher. And then he got out of that and got into the movies, and this was the product of that. So,
yeah, it was.
But this is the best movie with David Hasselhoff lightsaber fighting stop motion robots that you will probably see all week. I'm just saying.
You know what? Whenever you come out to L.A., or whenever I go out to North Carolina, whatever happens first, we have to just sit down and watch some of these together.
Oh yeah,
I think that would be wondrous.
The best
get some tequila going.
One of the other great things in this movie, like everything that I say about this movie, I could be like the best thing in the movie was this. Oh no, wait, it was that. Is that they have a Death Star equivalent? That's actually a giant hand in space, and when it goes to battle mode, it closes into a fist.
Yeah,
it's just,
I remember.
Oh God, so great.
Yeah. Well, folks, we're going to wrap this up. It's getting late.
It is.
We've been talking a while. We talked about a lot of good games, but folks, again, if you have any suggestions or any like letters if you'd like to send us anything to talk about on the podcast,
or just
like
money
ideas. Or just money. We're at Hail, HAIL, at SpaceGameJunkie.com. We will read your letter on the air. And if you have a good idea, we will claim it was ours.
And if it's a suitably good letter, we'll give it a dramatic reading. It'll be like a little radio play.
Oh, we should do that. We should like edit it beforehand.
We
that
should
way
get,
you can put it in,
we
like,
should get another one of those big Lego Blake 7. Oh god.
Oh, I need to watch the rest. I've only seen like the first
or Lego Babylon 5.
Oh,
but
it
wouldn't
that,
translate.
I know a lot
this,
of people
these would be good Lego kits, but not a good Lego movie.
Yeah, no, Buckaroo Banzai, I think, would be. I don't know about Highlander or I don't know about Dune. But I think, I think like Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
That's my suggestion.
Doug's like Lego Brian May. It was Doug, wasn't it, that sent us that video of where it was the Japanese Thunderbirds thing. That had Brian
May. Yeah, Starfleet. Oh, that had that Brian May thing. Yeah. Apparently that was a whole song.
Wow.
crazy.
That's pretty amazing.
Anyway, folks, if you have anything to say, please email us, like I said, at hail@spacegamejunkie.com. We will read all your letters and probably on the air as well. And please leave comments. Please like us on iTunes. Rate us, all that fun stuff. And thank you for listening. We love doing this, or else we wouldn't do it every week. Because I could be playing Diablo 3 right now.
I know, the pace sucks, I'll say that.
And you could be playing Titanfall.
I could.
So, but we do this because we love it, and it's fun, and we love you guys. So thank you for listening, and have a great night.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Go away, baby.
Let's have some music in here, Boiler.
Sure thing.
I may have sunshine down, but I see the only one. Trying to think I'm over you. I find I'm just begun. The years move faster. There's no warmth in the light. And how I miss those desert skies. You're cool.